Reini ke ben Azai. Abaye was saying it for himself. He's like ben Azai b'shuka Tveria. Because in Tveria, everybody knew that ben Azai was the big chacham there. Then he questioned the rest ben Azai. So Abaye says he's the same way now. Somlei hum rabbon l'Abaye. So one of the rabbonim said back to Abaye. Even by Yavrivri, it's possible to be machmir to say go to Chumra, and it's possible to go to Kula. He could redeem himself the lower price. He was told, Mimai de la Kula. How do we know to say by Yavrivri? The Pesukim means to say he has a right to redeem himself back the cheaper price. Maybe the Pesukim means he has to be machmir. That the Pesukim both ways, so maybe he has to go to Chumra. He always has to redeem himself according to the higher price, not the cheaper price. So he said back, Loi Sagadat, don't think like that. Don't think to say it should be machmer for the Abedivri. Thereby it brings a proof that Midiyaka Rachmonagabe, since the Torah was Mekol, did something good for the Abedivri, it's Mustafa to say when he redeems himself also he goes to Kula, that he goes back to the cheaper price. What's the proof that the Torah was Mekol for him? The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Ki Tov Lo Imach. The Abedivri should be good with you. Meaning to say, Imach b'maychel imah b'mishta. He has to be with your food and with your drinking. Meaning to say, Shaloi te'eicha pas naki, that the master should not be eating nice fresh bread. V'eicha pas kibben him, the Abedi give black bread, old bread. Or else, Ata shoysiyayin yashin, you should be drinking good old wine. V'shoysiyayin chashin, give him no good fresh wine. Or else after Yoshna Gabi Muchin, you'll be sleeping on nice mattresses. Will Yoshna Gabi Kark and you put the Eved on the floor? You can't do that. But rather, the same way you eat and drink and sleep, that's the same way you have to give to Eved also. And if so, Mikanamra from here was said over like that Hakrain Eved Ivri, whoever buys an Eved Ivri, you should know really, Kakrain Odin Liyasmus, like you're buying an Odin for yourself. So you see, the Torah was Maker for the Eved, therefore, Lakula, he could be Maker, he could be Goyal himself. Samora says, no, maybe it's for Adarabah, the opposite way. Nachmulay, maybe this is for to say we should be machmer upon the Yevrivri. And really, mid Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Because the Yom, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Bo'urei, come and see. Kama kosher avokah shal shvius. How hard it is, means what type of an anish, a punishment we get, even for the simple Yisur Moshvius. Avokah means like the dust. So Rashi says, the means on, ha'seich of a pair of shvius, someone that does business, with terms that has Grusha Shvius on it. And the reason why it's called only Avak, like the dust, because that's not the Ikka Mitzvosser of Issa Shvius. The Ikka Mitzvosser is not the plant, not the plow, but this Aloch of doing Schorah, that's not the Ikka Aloch. Therefore it's called an Avak Shvius. Well, let's see how common it is, because it says Aloch like this. Odom Noisim Noisim Perish Shvius, the person that does business sells Perish Shvius. Lusayf at the end, because this will come out, Moichros Matalkla will have to come and sell his utensils. They'll be so poor, he'll have to sell them for money. Shinema the Pasuk says, Vishnas HaYevel Azois, and this Yevel, Yevel is also like a Shemitah, it's also to do plow and to do business with the Paris. It says, Teshuvu Ishal Chazos, everybody will return on Yevel. It also says, V'chisim Chamim Kalam Isecha, if you sell something to your friend, by economy Yadam Isecha, you'll buy something from your friend. Well, then after me, a dover nickname yav liyav, which means like Meshicha or Mesira. But I call upon him, it says, you'll have to sell your metalflim. Lo yirgus, a person doesn't wake up and realize he did a chet. Like he's not, what he says, scared, learning his daza to do tshuva. Like he sees Hashem gave him a punishment, he should realize it's because he did the chet. A person does not take a tart, does not learn to do tshuva. Then what happens is, Meshicha's daza will become even poorer. He'll have to send even his fields, which is a worse thing. Shem the Pasuk says, V'chi yomach orchicho mocham yachuzosai. He'll end up selling your stay achuza. Loibos liyodai. Here it doesn't say yamargis. Here it just says some doesn't come to him to do tshuva. Is the soif moichores beis, he'll end up selling your house. Shem the Pasuk says, V'ish ki yimchor beis moishavir chaymai. A person will become poor, will have to send his house in near chaymai. Now the question is, Maishin also, after the first time he did the Avera, it says, the Kaman La Yigrishin. He didn't like wake up, get scared from the Avera. Well, Maishin also, the second time already, it says, the Kaman La Bos Liyodai. He didn't come to here to do tshuva. So the man said, the Shinu Lashin is Kedarafuna. The Yama Rafuna, Kivon Sha'ovar Adam Avera. When a person does an Avera, fish shana, but he does it a second time, hutrulai, he becomes muti, he's allowed to do it. So most of the question is that possible, hutrulai stagabaitach, is it possible to say he's allowed to do it, it's still an avera. And it means, eima nasus leketa. Him, once he did it once, and second time, he's used to it, he doesn't know as he's doing an avera anymore. So therefore, it's mamish to him, as if he's doing an avera, therefore it says now, le bois liyodai. The Avaita, the apprentices we have, the boss, the person does not do tshuva yet, the slave shlomo brugas will come out even after lending money with interest. Shneva the boss says, v'chiyom ha-chicho, l'siv ha-tikach mito nechshe v'sarbis. Now, our Gemara has the gears, it should be from the hero on that, the boss, if he didn't do tshuva yet, ha-tshomercheres bitil, end up selling his own daughter. Shneva says, v'chiyim korish, as vita liyama, a person would be so poor, he'll have to sell his daughter for a maid. Now, the afagav, the bita by in yon leser, doesn't say bita in this pasuk right here, but still it's a swara that nichal yinish lisvin brate, it's easy and simple for a person to sell his daughter for the leser brevista not to borrow money with interest. The lohosa migra viyozlo, that by interest you keep on losing out more and more. The lohosa kamaisa viyozlo, but fakert. If you sell your daughter, Sadarabba, you get more money from it. So now the person sells his daughter before he lends Beribis. The person says lend Beribis, it means he sold his daughter already. Rashi says the Pshat should be like this, that Diluhosa Migra Viyosla means, like when you sell your daughter, you don't sell her forever. It says there'll come a time when she'll come back to you. So if it's easier to sell your daughter, Diluhosa Komaisa Viyosla means Ribis always adds up more and more. Now it says right to Lloyd Boss Liodoi. We didn't do tshuva yet. The self the end will come out, Shomech Rasats will even sell yourself for Nevid. Shneema says, Kiyomach Achicha Imach, Venimkalacho, you'll sell yourself for Nevid. So the kids will see, well, how do you come out to sell yourself for Nevid? Because you started out with the Avera, you did business with Perish Rias. Now, Loiloch, not only will you sell yourself to a Jew, El Lager to a Ger. Shneema says Lager. Lele Ger Tzedek, not only to a Ger Tzedek, that's really this guy who comes like a Jew, and Le Ger Tosh, you sell him to a Ger Tosh, that's still a guy, just he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. Shneva, the apostle says, Le Ger Tosh. Then the apostle says, Mishpachas Ger, what does that mean? Zehovei Kechovim. Your mom is selling yourself to a guy that worships Avodah Zarah. Kishroim, when the apostle says, Le Yaker, Mishpachas Ger, that means even further, Zehanim Kevinasa, Mishovas, Avodah Kechovim Atzma. Your mom has become a janitor for the Avodah Zarah himself, that's how better comes out. So the kids, since you become a deliverer because of an avera you did, maybe we should be machmir, it's a swear not to be machmir upon his pigeon, or malef it back to bayano, or a hadre kruo, that puts him back again to be makel on him. Why? The tonne of the rabbi Shmuel, ho you volach umeicha rasma v'chavim, since this Jew sold himself to a guy, I wanted to say, Itcha, let's leave him there ready. And Itcha Eben Achranayfel, we'll throw the stone on top of the one that fell down, means let's leave it to make it hard for him to be redeemed. Tam 11, the Pasuk says, no, Gula Solem Tiyaloy, if you ever Yetzo, meaning to say, he should have easy to be redeemed, that his craving should come and redeem him. So kids, we see the Torah wants to make it easy for him, the Torah wants him to be redeemed. So that's why we be Mekel, we're also Mekel. So Moriah's back, no, Eima Gula Tiyaloy. True, we should say it, somebody else should come and redeem him, even his Kroivim, to learn Letamim V'Yavachavim. We don't want it to be lost. To be Letamim means mixed up with the Goyim. But Le'olam, forever. But Lidyim Pidyoinoi, but when he does come to redeem himself, maybe Nachman, maybe for Nebediv, we should be Machman upon himself, to say he'll have to pay the higher price to redeem himself. So still back to Kasha, how do we know these Kolom, that made every Wadash Nepasuk Lekula, and not Lechumra? Samura finally comes out, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Emoid Rabbis Bishonot, there's a lot of years to go. Ksiv says, Emat Nishra Bishonot, a few years to go. The question is, V'chiyesh Shonam Umas, are there a lot of years, V'yesh Shonam what, is a small amount? Ela means like this, Nisraba Kaspoi, if he's worth more money right now, then when he comes to redeem himself, we go Basar, Mikasim Miknosim. Now we have to the money, how much he was worth, Bishasti was sold, Kitsi, you go to Kula. Nismayat Kaspoi, he gets worth less right now, if he's shunned, if he go after the way it's worth right now. Alright, turn over.
So again, v'chi yeshanam ruba is yeshanam watos. Ella means to say, nisrab akastav is worth more money. Now, when he goes to redeem himself, he goes b'asam akastav miknosai. It's a cheaper price. How much he paid is originally. This mayat kast is now he's worth less. It's kifishanam, he goes by his worth right now. The kiss of the psukkah mashmi, he goes to kula for the abedivri. For the more still, v'yema, why don't I say, maybe the psukkah mean like this. If he worked already 2 out of the 6 years, born 4 left over, then he has to pay for these 4 years left over, according to how much he was worth when he was sold. But where he worked already 4 years, only 2 years left over, maybe he'll have to pay the last 2 years according to what it's worth right now. That's what the psukim mean, not the kula, not the chumra. So Mor says, "Im kein l'dal v'idip shat nichter posuk should have said imoid rabbi shonim. If there are more years, my bashonim wasn't meant to say bashonim. Meant to say nisraba kaspoi mishonim nisraba my bashonim nisraba. Yes, my bashonim means nisraba kaspoi bashonim mikesa miknosai. That if he got worth more later on." Then he has a right to redeem himself according to how much he was worth when he was sold. Nismayat Kastav Hashonim, as the years goes on, he gets worth less. Then Kifishonim, the rest of the way he's worth right now. So kids, so that's exactly the custom of these psukim teach us, we go lakula for the Eved Ivri. Omer Rav Yosef, Yossi says in Echnami, that Shinu Rav Nachman, Lahani Kroi Kisinai, Rav Nachman Dashni's psukim, very good, Mamash like Sinai. Then the Mishnah says, Lo Yimocha Baruch, if you want to be girl, you feel back, so you have no right to sell from far away to buy back the field right now. Or else to sell a bad field to get back a good field. So, how do we know this? The Torah Rabbanan, the pasuk says like this, V'esigo yodoy. When you receive money now, when you get money, you could redeem your field back that you sold your steachuza. So, Darshin, yodoy means Yad Atzmai, your own money you have to receive, you have to make. And with that you could redeem. But Shalai Yilaza, be you go, you should not borrow money to redeem back your field. And the Pasuk says, Umotza Mashmi, you found new money now. Prat Lamotza, excluding the money you had already from before, means to say, Shalai Yimacha Barucha, be you go the Korov. If you already owned before that faraway field, you should not go and sell it now to redeem it with, to redeem the field you sold, because you, that field you had already. The same thing, Baruch, if you had a bad field already from before, you should not sell it now, and with that money, do you go be offer to redeem back the good field that you sold? Was the Pasuk says, Zumotza, mashma the money that first comes into your hand right now, and not the money your field that you have from before. Then the Pasuk says, Kidei gula, so you have to redeem the whole field. Means kadei gulahu goyil v'yengol achatzon, you can't redeem back, buy back half of your field. So Mora says, here's the question. Remember, you want to tell me the motzah hash the mashma. The money you find means new money that comes to your hand right now, what comes now. Remember, I have a question. It says, look, if you kill somebody b'shegu, that you have to go to golis, or motzah, if you threw a stone and hit him, prat is excluding lamam tziyatzmoy. That if after you drop the stone, then that person put his head out, and your stone killed him, that you're potter. Because from this drosh, Omer Reb Leza, in Mishayot Sefi Mitachas Yonot, if someone's upstairs and threw a stone down, after the stone left his hands, now Hoitzi Allah, the guy in the bottom, put his head out the bottom window, as Rosh Shiva killed him, his head received that clap with the stone and died, potter, the top one is potter from Golis. Omer, what do we see when the Pasuk says, Motzo, midi diisi mikor mashma. In mashma only when you throw the stone of the head was there from before, and not if the stone comes now. So it's a theory here, or motzo means what was here from before. And Bayas was saying, a motzo means something new money you get now. So it's a theory. Our Rabbi says, no. Hocha minyona de krov, hocha minyona de krov. Both psukim, you have to dash according to the union of the psukim. Hocha over here by gula, dum yodis igriyodai. Like money you receive in your hand, you get new money now to redeem with. Ma hisig yezos, like right now, you receive new money, the hashta means you get wealthy now. Af motz, when the pasuk says that you have a field, af motz, you find money, naimi dashim is something you find right now, and not something that you had before. Vocha, but by golis, dumi diyar, it's like the forest. Maya, when you walk into the forest. That means the mills of the east and mikor is something that was there before. The forest was there already. For motz, when it says also you find the person you're throwing kills him, is no sodiosimikor, means the guy's head was there before when you threw it, and not if you first let the stone fall out of your hand and then the guy put his head out. So therefore each psukim is mashma differently according to the inyan of the psukim. Now the Mishnah says that the hegdish is not that way, you later redeem a sod that you were makdish, even the chatzoy mo to borrow. We know in the middle, how do we know this? Torah Rabbanon, there's an extra passage that says, V'imgrel yugrel, a double lashon. Mash, many type of a gula redemption you could do on a field that you are makdish. But Lamed comes to teach us, Shelov, you have right to borrow money, the girl, and redeem it. For girl lachatzon, you can also redeem back half of your field if you want. Omer Shimon says, my tam, what's the svar? How come I said the hegdish? You're allowed to redeem back halfway, and by stay, Ahuzi cannot redeem back halfway? Is there a b'fish? It's in the seventh spot as we find. The moiches saw the achuzah. If you sell your field, that's an achuzah to you. She offer kerch. You have a good hand on it. She negiya yevo once yevo comes. Pula niglan, you did not redeem it back. Because there was the bottom, it goes back to you anyway. Be yevo. Therefore, there's a svaru who or kerchoi. Therefore, the Torah was machmer upon you to say she in the love of a girl, you cannot borrow money to redeem. And since it's easy for you, it comes back to you in Yovel anyway, we want to make it hard for you now to redeem it. And therefore, Vienna Gerla Chatzon, you can't buy it back halfway either. Avo, but the loch of Makdish Steachuzah. If you Makdish, you Steachuzah. Here the loch is, Hayo Shura Kerch, you lose out. Shemigi, your Yovel becomes Yovel. Pula Nigel, you do not redeem it back before Yovel. The loch is Yotzla Kahanim, goes up to the Kahanim. So so by Makdish, we're more Machmer upon you. If so, the svar is here of Shimon Olds, Yofa Koichai. Therefore, since we're machmir one prat, we will make a little another prat to say, Shalavi, you're allowed to borrow money to go and redeem back the field. You pearl it from Hegdish. For a girl like Hassan, you could pay, you could be pearl here for you also. The other one